The question was asked, what is prohibited and permitted to eat with milk? The Torah biblically prohibits us to eat meat of an animal with milk. A kosher animal like a sheep or a cow is prohibited to be eaten with milk. The rabbis prohibited eating any chicken with milk, and everything else is permitted. The Talmud says that eating certain things with milk can be harmful to one's health. According to Sephardi tradition, that includes fish with milk. Meaning in the Ashkenazi tradition, the way we have it is that fish with meat. Right, so Ashkenazim are not careful with that, and Sephardim are. Where the Sephardim get that from is unclear, because the Talmud, the way we have it, simply says fish with meat. But some milk sources, meat. No, fish with meat is something which is not biblically prohibited, but the Talmud recommends medicinally not to do it. So we don't understand why this piece of medicinal advice stuck with us, because certain medicinal advice did not stick with us. But I guess because this is dangerous, just like the Talmud says, you're not allowed to suck on coins. The Talmud says you shouldn't give someone else, if you drank from a cup, you give it to someone else, you don't want them to get sick. You have different halachos with regards to health that did stick, that didn't make it to halacha. If a serpent drank from a cup of water, you're not allowed to drink from that cup of water, just in case it put in some venom. So that there are certain halachot of health that did remain with us. The Talmud says it's recommended to eat fish just before it spoils. We don't do that, right? Because you could die. You know, there's fish poisoning there. We don't know exactly which fish they were talking about, which sea they had to have grown in, and what level of just on the verge of being rotten they have to be. So we don't do that. Tosus already says we don't have a clue what the Talmud was talking about there. Maybe the Talmud was only talking about one type of fish that's called kavra. Maybe that's the only fish they meant. So most things that the Talmud says with regards to medicine, we do not go with the way the Talmud went, because our whole lives are different. Everything we do is different. Our diet is different. Our blood pressure is different. Our schedules are different. Everything is different.
So it could be something
Babylon. But this we do. Based? This, so it could be, yeah. That's what Tosa says. Maybe it's a special Babylonian fish. But at any rate, this thing, so the Sephardim have a tradition that this is also included in the recommendation. And therefore, Sephardim don't eat fish with milk.